Pendengar, seperti diberitakan tadi bahwa pertandingan balap anjing Greyhound di New South Wales akan dilarang. Namun ada kekhawatiran bahwa ribuan anjing Greyhound di Australia harus dimusnahkan setelah pemerintah New South Wales dan ACT memutuskan untuk melarang balap Greyhound itu. Keputusan itu tampaknya telah mengejutkan beberapa pihak meskipun kekhawatiran terhadap kekejaman hewan telah dipublikasikan secara luas. Ada beberapa pertanyaan di Australia sejak beberapa pelatih Greyhound terlibat dalam tindakan kekejaman terhadap binatang, termasuk menggunakan umpan hidup dan pembunuhan anjing secara massal. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu. Keputusan melarang pertandingan balap anjing di New South Wales akan diberlakukan mulai Juli tahun depan dan telah mengejutkan mereka yang terlibat dalam pertandingan balap anjing Greyhound. Pelatih Greyhound Kerry Drennan mengatakan ia adalah seorang penyayang binatang dan ia menyangka akan ada lebih banyak konsultasi lagi.
I had hoped that that's what was going to occur, that you know we would be involved more, that people would come to us and ask us what we thought. You know, unfortunately we haven't really had anybody defending us all the way through.
Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals atau RSPCA adalah kelompok penyayang binatang yang telah menganjurkan agar penduduk mengadopsi anjing Greyhound. Dr. Liz Walker, kepala dari RSPCA Victoria, memberikan komentarnya sebagai berikut.
They are the most gentle, calm, loving animals with surprisingly little requirement for a whole lot of exercise. A couple of short walks a day is all they need, and what they really need is a really comfortable couch.
Australian Veterinary Association menginginkan jaminan bahwa tidak akan terjadi pemusnahan massal anjing-anjing Greyhound itu. Ibu dari Kerry Drennan, Doreen, juga seorang pelatih anjing, meragukan bahwa RSPCA akan dapat mencegah dampak dari peraturan pelarangan itu.
How are they going to be able to help people dispose of their dogs like that, find homes for them and things like that? I can't see them doing it. All I can see is the RSPCA take them and they end up getting euthanized.
Pada tingkat nasional, RSPCA menginginkan balap anjing Greyhound di seluruh Australia dilarang, meskipun cabangnya di Victoria sepertinya masih bersedia bekerja sama dengan industri tersebut.
Our policy is not to ban racing. It's definitely not to do that. But what we are saying is that animal welfare has to come first and foremost. And we will work constructively with the industry and hold them to account and make sure that the community's wishes around animal welfare are well and truly addressed. So, in fact, the jury's out in terms of whether or not the greyhound industry in Victoria or elsewhere in the country can deliver on that.
Menteri Pacuan Victoria, Martin Pakula, mengatakan industri tersebut telah diberi peringatan, namun mengatakan bahwa saat ini masih belum ada larangan bagi Victoria. Pakula mengatakan kepada radio komersial di Melbourne bahwa industri itu telah mengadopsi rekomendasi hasil dari beberapa penelitian, dan salah satu hasil dari rekomendasi itu adalah berkurangnya pembiakan anjing-anjing Greyhound. Reformasi itu ditujukan untuk melenyapkan praktek pematian anjing yang dinilai sudah terlalu lambat untuk dibalapkan.
I'm not suggesting for a moment that that's the end of the matter, but there does need to be a substantial reduction in the number of dogs that are bred, and that's already well underway and it's going to continue. You're going to see those numbers continue to drop, and you need to see an increase in the number of dogs adopted out at the end of their careers.